MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Additions to Eddy County's Fire and Rescue Station and Loving Care needed as emergency personnel responded to 878 calls so far this year. That, according to the chief, since last year, Eddy County Fire and Rescue transitioned from 11 volunteer fire districts to 3 paid centralized sections covering northern, southern, and southwestern parts of the county. Last week, Eddy County's Board of County Commissioners approved $1.1 million bid from Wade Construction of Roswell to add a training room, weight room, and storage rooms to ECFR's southern operations in Loving. New Mexico has settled with Walgreens for $500 million over the pharmacy chain's role in distributing highly addictive prescription painkillers. The agreement was signed in March, and state officials confirming a confidentiality provision on the agreement lifted Friday. The settlement is in addition to $274 million in settlements obtained of the case last fall from Albertsons, CVS, Kroger, and Walmart. Attorneys representing the state say that in all, New Mexico's opioid litigation has brought in more than $1 billion. They argued at trial last year that Walgreens failed to recognize suspicious prescriptions and refused to fill them. A change in job classifications at the Eddy County Detention Center could save taxpayers nearly $75,000 in the long run. Eddy County's Board of County Commissioners agreed to change 2 full-time Eddy County Detention Center officer positions to 4 part-time on-call positions. The full-time positions were vacant. Eddy County set aside $191,000 for both jobs, including benefits. By changing the jobs to 4 part-time positions, salary costs would go down to $109,000 a year. There are no employee benefits with the on-call positions. That's what's happening. For MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller.